Welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal uttery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Luke. We're in chapter 17 with verses 3 and 4. Be on your guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if he wrongs you seven times in one day and returns to you seven times, saying, I am sorry, you should forgive him. Do you find love when you forgive? Regularly meditating on forgiveness can help you develop a greater sense of compassion and empathy toward others. This can lead to a more open and understanding heart, fostering a deeper connection with the world around you. Forgiveness meditation allows you to let go of grudges, resentment, and anger that may be weighing you down. By releasing these negative emotions, you create space for healing, peace, and a sense of inner freedom. Meditating on forgiveness can help you realign with your core values, such as kindness, empathy, and non-judgment. This brings your actions and thoughts into harmony with your authentic self, enhancing your overall sense of purpose and fulfillment. Forgiveness prayers can be a powerful tool for personal healing and growth. It enables you to address past wounds and traumas, fostering a sense of acceptance, peace, and wholeness within yourself. Regularly practicing forgiveness meditation can positively impact your relationships with others. It allows you to develop patience, understanding, and the ability to let go of small grievances, leading to more harmonious and fulfilling connections. Ultimately, the effects of forgiveness meditation on your soul depends on your personal experiences, intentions, and commitment to the practice of living in Christ's salvation. It can contribute to your overall spiritual growth, emotional well-being, and the development of a more compassionate and forgiving attitude towards yourself and others. We must learn to forgive to be forgiven, no matter how long it takes, for in this goodwill we will see life eternal by His redemption of our sins. Amen. You're always wanting to throw personal testimony into this type of situation, and personal sometimes hurts. But we must learn to forgive and forget as we do every other wrong that's ever happened to us or ever wrong that we've ever done. That forgiveness must come full circle. And we pray for that in our family as we continue to lift up our children who have non-forgiveness in their hearts. We pray for them as we pray for the grandchildren affected by this, as we continue to pray openly for all of our family in forgiveness. Amen. Join us as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, and our son-in-law, Mark Stern. Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for Julian's safe return home last night. He went home, and he's home safe. We are thankful for that. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for a friend and his wife for a baby to be born has been answered. She is now 27 weeks pregnant, I do believe, and they have decided on a name of this little boy, David Alexander. Praise God, and we thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, do we pray each day. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6. verses 17 through 20 depicts them. My poem comes from the study of Luke 17. It's verse 3 and 4, two stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Times Seven Wrongs in One Day. Guard yourself against sinners. Him rebuke sinning brother. Return those repenting winners. Him forgive as another. Times seven wrongs in one day. Forgive as your mother. Sorry, he says, is truth way to pray. Him forgive without any druthers. Amen. I'm Thomas Sherquist Williams. It's November 13th, 2023. Recording this morning at 4:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Up with the angels again today. But rocking and rolling. A little stomach issue going on. But I think that's just from some pizza that we had over the weekend. But overall, yummy, yummy, yummy. Good weekend with Julian. Such a grown-up, growing up so quick. He's been such a blessing. He's quiet and he's respectful. And he's really good in church on Sunday. We're just thankful for him. Amen. We close today at 7:11 as we do each morning. Closing, reminding everyone that Universal Utterings is a DBA business for God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. And .com. Amen. Close at 7:11 in Jesus' name. I saw Johnny on Saturday and honor him each day, repeating the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you. Have a good day in Jesus' name.